Today's shiur, Mr. Ruri Yomi, is Siman Taf Lamed Hey Din Mishalo Badak Bilel Arbasa. What happens if someone was a bad boy and didn't do his bedika on the 14th at night like he was supposed to? Lo Badak Bilel Arbasa. A guy did not do his bedika on the 14th at night. Yivdok Biyom Arbasa. He does a bedika when? On the 14th by day, which is the next day. Don't get confused. The way it works in Judaism is night comes before day. So if you didn't do your bedika on the 14th at night, you do it the next day, which is the 14th by day. Be'ezo shah sheyizkor me'ayom. Whenever he remembers on that day. Let's look at the Mishnah Berura. Sif katan aleph. You guys should all remember this from last year. Aleph, biyom arbasar. He goes and does the bedika on the day of the 14th. If he didn't do his bedika at night. And after the bedika, he has to do a bittul, he should do a bittul, if it did not yet pass, or did not yet reach the shashishis, the beginning of the sixth hour. As you all know, after the sixth hour, the beginning of the sixth hour, you can no longer go ahead and do bittul, because it's already aser. Because after that, you can no longer do bittul. Ukidilael b'simon tuf lamed dalid, like we saw earlier in simon tuf lamed dalid, rak bedika ubior levad. Then, if it's after the sixth hour, which you can no longer do bittul, then you still do bedika the whole day. That's what he says. All you're going to do is bedika and bior levad. Only bedika and bior. Bedika goes with bior. You bidek, you search it out, seek it out, and destroy. Seek and destroy. Seek and eliminate. Sif katan beis. You have to go ahead and do the bedika whenever you remember on that day. And after you remember, whenever you remember, in other words, you can't postpone it, because your chiyah was already the night before. So now, when you're remembering on the 14th by day, so you have to do it immediately. Maybe you'll forget another time. Now we move weiter. Lo badak kol yom, back in the Shulchan Aruch. Lo badak kol yom arbasar. What happens if a person did not do the bedika the whole 14th day by day? He didn't do it the 14th at night. Didn't do the 14th by day. Then yivdok b'toch ha-pesach. He can do bedika during Pesach. He does a bedika during Pesach itself. Look at the Mishnah Berura. Yivdok b'toch ha-pesach. Va'afilu, we're in Sukkot and Gimel. Va'afilu kvar bitel. Even if he already did bitel. He already did bittul, but he didn't do bedika. For whatever reason, maybe he thought all you have to do is bittul. He learned the sugyas, and he said, hey, all I got to do is bittul. He didn't realize that, he didn't learn the sugya, the halachas, nor did he learn the sugyas, or he butchered it. And even if he already did bittul, but he didn't do bedika, you have to go ahead and do a bedika on Yom Tov itself. On Pesach itself. V'afilu b'yom tov atzmo bodin. And now he's saying, even on Yom Tov itself, you do a bedika. Afal pisha ena yachol l'sarfo b'yom tov. Even though he can't go ahead and burn this on Yom Tov. This is a big sugya, if you remember from last year. You go ahead and you do a bedika, even though you're not going to be able to burn it, because it's Yom Tov. I mean, you don't postpone it to Chol HaMoed, even though you can't burn it till Chol HaMoed. You have to go ahead and do a bedika anyway. You can't burn it. So he says, Mikol Makom Yuchal Lichbos Alav Kli on Motzei Yom Tov. What you could do is you could cover the chametz that you find with a kli until after Yom Tov. Kedilakamon, like we'll see coming up in Siman Taf Memvav. So that's one opinion. One opinion holds that when we say you do a Vedika Tocha Pesach, if you did not do it on Yudalid, that means even on Yom Tov, even though you can't burn it, what you do is on Yom Tov you will cover it until Chol HaMoed, and then you'll burn it and destroy it. Yesh Cholkin, however, that was a Cholik. V'sovrin, they hold, Dibi. Yom Tov, lo Yivdok. They hold that on Yom Tov, you do not go ahead and do a bedika, rak v'chulo shel moed, only on Chol HaMoed. V'aprichada shechriya, so we have two opinions, whether you wait till Chol HaMoed to do the bedika. V'aprichada shechriya, de'im lo bitel chametzo kodem ha-pesach, if you're not mevatel, so v'aprichadash, he makes the following psak between the two opinions, and he sort of makes like a pshara, and he says like this, if you did not do a bittul of the chametz before Pesach, then Efshar Sheyivdok, it's possible you should do Bedika af b'yom tov. You do it even on Yom Tov, because you didn't even do a Bittel. And the issue and the concern is a Bal Yirah concern. Because since you didn't do Bittel, so Kol Zman did you have it around, you're over Bal Yirah, Bal Yamatzah, you gotta go ahead and do Bedika, even though it's Yom Tov. However, in Kvar Bittel, if you already did Bittel, then Bevadai lo Yivdok, and you should not go ahead and do a Bedika, Rak b'chol hamoed, only on Chol hamoed, you should wait to do your Bedika then, when you can get rid of it. That's how the Pri Chadash decides it. Again, so we have three opinions. One opinion is you do a Bedika no matter what on Yom Tov. And what you do is you kaifer kli, you put a kli and cover it till Chol hamoed. Is again, is assuming you did not do a Bedika when? On the whole Yudalit. The other opinion is you gotta wait till Chol hamoed no matter what. And then we have a split opinion here, the Pri Chadash, who says it depends. If you didn't do Bittel, then you do a Bedika. If you find it, obviously you cover it. But that's if you did not do Bittel. If you did Bittel, then you wait till Chol hamoed. We continue on here. Mishalo badak kodem zman yisuro. A guy did not do a bedika before the zman yisur. Vames. And he dies. So he did not do a bedika. So what happens? Im kivnu hayarshim. So the guy did not do any bedika. And it's before the zman yisur. So what happens? If the yarshim had kavana lizchos ba'chameit, if the Yarshim had kavana to do what? To be Yoresh and be Zoyche in the Chameitz, the Chatzerim, Koine Lehem, and the Chatzero, and the Chatzer is Kone, them Shita, and for sure, he's going to be over. Ba'yira, Utsriche Medina, Livdok Levaro. The Yarshim, for sure, will have to go ahead and do a Bedika and a Bior of that Chameitz. Vimlo Asu Kane, and if the Yarshim did not go ahead and do this, the Aver HaPesach, and Pesach passes, then also it could do Chameitz Aver HaPesach. It will be also like any Chameitz that a person has that he did not do, right, Bedika, Bior, Bittel with. Okay? So, what he's basically saying is as follows. So a person dies, he's leaving Yarshim, so if the Yarshim want to be Zaycha in all the stuff of the father, and obviously, they have to go ahead and do a what? Do a Bedika, and a biur, and if it's before, still is man yisur, a bittel as well. Ach im lo kivnu lizkos, but they had no kavana. That's it. They say, listen, I don't want to be zocher in it. Then ain't tzrichin levayer. They did not have to destroy it. Im lo shem shtam shem shem ba'osa cheder. Unless, of course, they now are living in the house of the father in that room, and they're going to be using that room. Then daz b'chol gam ain't tzrichin levayer. They have to get rid of it for a different reason. Because maybe they'll come and eat. What's the reason why that if they had no kavana to be zocha, that they're not chayiv? Because they ain't other marish isura libre. Because a person does not go ahead, since the yarshim were not trying to be kind of the chametz, all they would have is what? The iser of bayira of the father. So this opinion holds that you can't be yarish, the iser of the father. Ain't other Mirish Isser the Bray. A person does not, okay, give over an inheritance, his Isser of Vayira, to the kids. And the kid does not have to, or the Chiyav to do Bedika, the kid doesn't have to do it, because it's not his Chametz, he was not Zoyche in the Chametz. However, Yesh Cholkin, the others are Cholik, and they say no matter what, they sovereign, the Chol Gavni, Mechuyin, Ayoshin, lived Oku Levayer. These opinions hold no matter what. There's a whole big sugya of whether or not other Mirish Isura the Bray, whether a father is Moresh, his Isurim to the son. This opinion holds that if a father dies and did not yet do a Vedika, Bior, Bittel, all the whole Zach, and there's a Yoresh, the Yoresh has to go ahead and take care of it, even if the Yoresh does not have Kavana to be Zoycha in that Chametz. Everyone agrees, we have two opinions there with respect to the Chametz, that someone is Yoresh of a father, the father dies, Erev Pesach, and didn't do the Vedika. Okay? Now, or the father dies even on Pesach. Okay? But he just didn't do the Bedika, and he didn't do the Bedika Kodem Pesach. Sifkatan Dalid. Oh, let's move on. Back to the Shulchan Aruch. Lo Badak B'tocha Pesach. What happens if a guy didn't even do Bedika when? He didn't do Bedika before Pesach, and he didn't do Bedika on Pesach. Just whatever. He just didn't get around to it, for whatever reason. Or he forgot about it. Or he thought it was done. Yivdok La'achara Pesach. Then the guy has to, the owner, the Balabayas, has to go ahead and do a Bedika of his Chametz even after Pesach. Kedei shelo yikashel v'chametz she'aver alav ha-Pesach shu aser bana. There's a separate chi of padika, so that he doesn't go ahead and do what? And trip up with chametz she'aver alav ha-Pesach, because he didn't do a padika. And now he's going to go ahead and he's going to find chametz she'aver alav ha-Pesach, and it's very easy. Now, especially with chametz now around, he might take chametz she'aver alav ha-Pesach. Chametz she'aver alav ha-Pesach, and eat it and be nene from it. So therefore, there's a separate requirement and a chiyuv to go ahead and do a bedika even achar Pesach. These are all mishnayos and gemaras, if you remember. Those of you who are shabbat, you remember this from last year. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Tzivkot and Dalad, Yivdok lachar Pesach, v'chol ha-bedicha sarach liyos, v'ner u'v'choron u'v'zdakin. He says all these bedikas have to follow the same protocol, and it needs to be done with a ner, and it has to be done same way. You got to do a bedika before Pesach, in the wat, in the cracks and the crevices. So too, you have to do it in the cracks and the crevices with a ner, with candlelight. Va'afilu kishabodek bayom. And as we said, even when the bedik is done bayom, it has to be with a ner. Now we finish up this the siman and the sif. Va'la bedika shalachar Pesach. Oh, here comes the Shulchan Aruch. He says the bedika that's after Pesach lo yivarech. There's no bracha. There's obviously a distinction between the bedika afterwards and the bedika before. Now it sounds like from the Shulchan Aruch that you would make a bedika, you would make a bracha when? If you did a bedika on Pesach. Not just if you did it on your Dalet, not only if you did it on your Dalet night. All these different shittas were in the Rishonim and the Sugya back in Sachem. And the basic lumdis is, even though it's not Ian Shir, the basic split is this mitzvah bedika, right, a mitzvah in the actual Maisa bedika itself, or is it basically preventative, it's defined as a preventative measure to not be over. So if it's defined as a preventative, not, it's really viewed in the negative. You don't make brachas in the negative. You only make brachas on mitzvahs, even if it's a mitzvah derabanan, was it defined separately as its own separate mitzvah bedika. That's the basic idea. So that's what he says. He says the bedika afterwards is purely a preventative shelo yikashel. It wasn't given its own status of a mitzvah bedika in its own right. So look at Sif Katan. Hey, lo yivarech. So he says, kevan shemuter la hashoisoi. Since you're allowed to go ahead really, and keep it around, meaning there's no, in principle, there's no, you're not allowed to be nether from it, but there's no isser of balyera, there's no isser of keeping it around. V'af ba'achila eino aser, and even the eating it, it's only aser ela mishum wat, mishum knasa, shehisha achametz Pesach. Even the isser achila is based on a knas, that you kept it around during Pesach. V'eino bodek ela lahavdil mein chametz zeh lechametz amutzer. And it's a bedika to do what? To really separate, the purpose of it is to separate it out and to make sure that you don't what? You don't go ahead and you're not nifshal in it. L'chein lo yivarech. This is the classic raya that it's not, there's no mitzvah bedika biur here. You don't even have to destroy it. All you have to do is seek it out and find it and keep it separate. Obviously, you don't want to destroy it because you have nothing to do with it. But in principle, the idea is just to find it so that you're not going to go ahead and eat it together with your own Captain Crunch that you got after Pesach. Aval ala bedika shebetocha Pesach. Look what he says. But the bedika that's betocha Pesach, sarach avar. You have to make a bracha. Aval pisha bitlo, even though you mevatel it, kodem ala Pesach. V'chol shekein, im nis chameit. Lo chameit. And for sure, if you, let's say, you were making matzah on Pesach, and whoops, you kept it on too long and it became chameit on Pesach. So there, then you have this chametz lo chametz gomer bePesach. If you created new, brand new chametz on Pesach, that for sure bevadei bevarei b'shas biur. But there, for sure, you have to make a bracha when you're destroying it. That wasn't even, in your initial bittel, because now this is new chametz that arrived when on Pesach itself. Aval davar sheino chametz gomer. Now he says an interesting halacha. Something that's not chametz gomer. Like you find what? You find that you had some flour or whatever in a chont. The chayote bo. You found it, right? Eino mevarech. So that, you're not going to go ahead and make a bracha when you go ahead and you destroy that chont that has, let's say wheat flour in it. Ve'im kvar badak u'bitel kidino. Kodem pesach u'matzah chametz pesach. What happens if a person did a full-fledged bedika and bitel before Pesach, but still matzah chametz on Pesach, he finds chametz on Pesach. So there, yesh deos bein achronim. There are deos in the achronim in tzarech levarech. If you have to go ahead and make the bracha. It's really telling on how you understand the Rishonim. Kevan shekvar badak ubital kedina. Do you say, since you already did a bedika and a bittel al pi alocha, and you're makayin the takanas chachamim of bedika beer, so efshar, it's possible, the bracha rishona be'shaberach, the first bracha, az kai, is going to be good. Al kol masha yimtza achad obesa. It's still going to be good for anything that you find, meaning you went ahead and did the best you could. But you didn't find this. Now you found it. So that's still part of your seek and destroy. Therefore, you don't make a new bracha. And therefore, he says, since there are deos, whether you make a new bracha in such a case, suffik brachas lahaka, you would not go ahead and make that bracha. No, even if, like, no, even if you, let's say you did a totally starch bedika. No, you didn't forget about it. You did a totally starch bedika and you missed it. But now you found it. So some say, you got to go ahead and you have to make another bracha because you found out chametz and you're getting rid of it on Pesach. Others say, no, that's all still nichlal. You did the best you could. And it's not like you were negligent or anything like that. Now you just found it somewhere, you know. So that's still part of your bedikah beer. Connected up to a Rashi and the Beis, I ain't sure. Let's move on. Tav lamed vav. Din ha-mefarish b'yam v'ayotzei b'shayara. The halacha of a person who goes and takes a trip overseas, or he leaves on a long trip with a caravan somewhere, cross country, whatever. Aleph. Ha-mefarish b'yam v'ayotzei b'shayara. Someone who takes a trip and goes overseas. Oh, yotzei b'shayara, or takes a long trip. B'shayara. Right? Road trip. I'm going far away. Today would be like, you know, cross country. And he does not leave anyone in his home to do bedikah, meaning he's leaving his home. You know, very practical case. People nowadays have, like, you know, my father, he used to live in Deerfield Beach. So he had a lot of people there who, maybe half of them would live in Vacation Village, VV, during, you guys know, Vacation Village. They live in VV or something like that, in the mountains for half a year, or for 4 or 5 months, and they'd be there for Sukkot. Right? And then they go, well, the other way around. They'd be in Florida for Sukkot up until you know, springtime, and they go to VV, Vacation Village, for Pesach. So, and then you go ahead and you leave back again for, you know, Florida. So you're not going to be around, okay, when you leave. So what's the story? So he goes like this. He says, "See, I'm a farish, but I'm a farish. I'm a farish. I'm a farish. I'm a farish. You left no one back in that home that you left. But if you leave within 30 days, Zakuk lived up. If you leave within 30 days, you have to do a bedika no matter what. Why? Because within 30 days, it was already a chi of bedika. 30 days, right? 30 days, kodam l'pasach, you're ready to chi of bedika. So you have to automatically do a bedika. Below yivarech az albir chametz. And you did not make a bracha then of albir chametz. That's the kolbo. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sikkot and Aleph. So again, he takes a long trip. But he's taking it and he's leaving. And he's leaving no one in his house. But he left within 30 days of Pesach. He has to do a bedikah no matter what. Look at the Mishabura Aleph. Veinu meniach bebeiso. Wrote to Lom, as we used to say, Shalot tziva le'echad kodim nisiyasa shiito kishigiyas mano. He did not go ahead and appoint anyone to go ahead and do a bedikah in his house, right, when the time came. Dimina le'echad, because if he set up a shliach or someone from his family, alzeh, shuv ein tzarech li'at lo'libdo. You don't have to do a bedikah. If you have someone else doing a bedikah for you, and you don't have to do a bedikah when you leave, the shluchos shalom come also. Good friend is bar lehel. See, even tavla mamdeis. We already saw this in tavla mamdeis in the Mishnah Berurah. The lechatchila, and we saw there the lechatchila tov yoser the manos anashim lebedikah. We already saw that it's better if you can get someone to do the bedikah than you should do it elsewhere. V'meilo yuchal the manos gamishal is that, and you can even hire a woman to do this, to do the bedikah. Or your wife. Sif katan. Beis. Toch shloshim yom. Vafilu ein daito lachzor klal. This is the difference between toch shloshim and before, 30 days before. He says, even if you have no intention of coming back ad achar Pesach, until after Pesach. Right? You're not going to come back. You're leaving Florida before Pesach within 30 days. And you're not going to come back until after Sukkot. If you left within 30 days, you have a chiv to do bedika. Right? You have no das to come back until way after Pesach. You're not coming back for Pesach. Below your chametz shebe beisa. You're not going to see your chametz in the house. You're still chayiv. Why? Mishum demeyazva halach chalalav choves abedika. Because as soon as 30 days before Pesach hits and you're in your home, you have a chiyuv to do abedika. Zakuk livdo. You have to do abedika. When? Belayla shvat meyitziyaso. You have to do it the night before you leave. Lora ner to candlelight. V'gam tzarech az levatel, and you have to vitel chametz shelo ra, any chametz you didn't see, kimo, like the same way you would do it on the leil arbasa. V'mshachach livdok b'layla yidok b'yo, and if you forgot to do the v'dika at night, you got to do it then the day before you leave. V'nyesho banu k'tanu v'beso. Well, we're starting, we'll continue this tomorrow. Remember, we're no longer doing, Tuesdays are on the recording.